This is number 13 of the Supernatural Spirit Magic School, where we teach you how to be a real-world Harry Potter, or real-world Gandalf, Sauron, or real-world Doctor Strange, using real magic that controls the world. Now, with ceremonial magic, of course, this has a long history, and ceremonial magicians base their rituals, the Golden Dawn rituals, etc., all are derived from grimoires. Crowley, of course, brought in new magic with the tarot magic, but that, of course, the tarot has been around for a long time, so he simply added more. But not being a scientist, and of course baptized, was doomed to destroy Hitler, change the timeline from the Nazis winning World War II to the Nazis losing it. And of course, like Colin Bloy, ended up totally penurized in a Hastings boarding house, living on charity from his followers. Now, back to ceremonial magic. We have various grimoires. Now, just to give you an introduction, there is a good introduction to ceremonial magic as done by the medieval black magicians in the fourth book of Cornelius Agrippa. Now, this fourth book was not actually written by Agrippa. And in this book, we have a formal tabulation of all the known shapes familiar to the spirits of the planets. Medieval magicians, of course, had seven different planets, which links up with the seven dark energy matter realms. There was a disquisition upon pentacles and sigils, another upon the consecration of instruments used in magical ceremonies, also of air, fire, water, etc. And the work concludes with methods for the invocation of good and evil spirits and a short process in necromancy, which of course is the magic of controlling the dead. Now, this book is useful because it gives you an introduction into the grimoire and ceremonial magic, and we had a guy called Robert Turner, who translated it, and basically gave you a summary, a introduction into ceremonial magic and how to call up supernatural spirits, these dark energy matter entities. And of course, Robert Turner came from Victorian times, so it's written in, as the author says here, the pleasant flavor of antiquity. So here we are, concerning the invocation of evil spirits. If we would call any evil spirit to the circle, now, of course, I've stated that we have a triangle of art outside of the circle. So we have the first improvement. Use a triangle to the south of your circle. Why? Well, the realm of evil spirits in occultism is the north. So if the occultist stands at the north of the circle, that's inside the circle, and puts a triangle of art in the south, you're reversing the role where the supernatural spirit is the master and the human is the cattle, the prey animal. So you put the triangle of art to the south. And of course, you point the pointy bit of the triangle to the south, because if you look at the Star of David, the lower triangle, which is the one that is being goyimed, as being catalyzed, the lower one is being preyed upon, has the point facing south. And the upper one has the point facing north, which of course is the position of the black magician or the dark energy matter supernatural spirit. So you can see, of course, that occultists take over from the dark energy matter realm entities, the supernatural spirits, which use humans as prey, as cattle, and of course becomes the predator preying upon the supernatural spirits, which prey upon the humans. So continuing, if we would call any evil spirit to the circle, it first behoves us to consider and to know his nature. And remember, supernatural spirits are all female, so we've got, we should say, and to know her nature, to which of the planets it agreeth. And remember, in grimoires there are seven planets, which is something I probably should explain the planets to you, otherwise you won't have a understanding of which of the planets is which, etc., etc. But that, of course, will be coming later in this. So if you bear with me, the planets are described later on. This being known, so that's the attribution to the planet, this being known, let there be sought out a place fit and proper for his invocation according to the nature of the planet and the quality of the offices of the same spirit, as near as the same may be done. I do love this Victorian language. For example, if his power be over the sea, rivers or floods, then let a place be chosen on the shore. And so of the rest. So if you're calling up a entity that's watery, you can of course use your pool area or your bathroom to call up the spirit. If, for example, you're calling up a spirit to do with fire, you can use the kitchen. If, of course, you've got a gas cooker. If, of course, you've got an earth, something to do with the earth, you can use the garden or an indoor area which has loads of plants and earth. And, of course, if you're calling up air, you can, of course, use the roof, if you can get onto it, or balcony for the magic. Now, of course, in the modern age, you can simply then take a digital photo of, say, the sea, or of Everest for Earth, or clouds, or aurora borealis, or fire, which of course can be volcanoes spewing out, which then of course can be stuck up on your screen, your computer, which can be inside the circle, hence meaning you don't have to have the appropriate location in the house. So you can see what we're doing is tuning the high space, which is the circle, for the magic. So you can see now why no modern day wannabe will ever learn magic without an Illuminati master, because it's all gobbledygook without someone like myself who's mastered it to explain it to you. Now, in like manner, let there be chosen a convenient time, both for the quality of the air, which should be serene, clear, quiet, and fitting for the spirits to assume bodies, and for the quality and nature of the planet, and so too of the spirit, to wit, on his day, noting the time wherein he ruleth, whether it be fortunate or unfortunate, day or night, as the stars and spirits do require. So there are different times of the day on different days, which different supernatural spirits, according to this system, are called up. So if you've got seven different multiverses of dark energy matter, then we can see that this old arcane terminology, where we have seven different planets, can be superseded by the seven different dark energy matter realms and the entities in these realms can be called up, where one of the realms can be accessed on Sunday, the next on Monday, the next on Tuesday, the next on Wednesday, the next on Thursday, etc. And of course, there are different hours in the day where you can access other levels. This, of course, is all detailed in tables in the grimoires, which will be available to you in the future. What here we're doing is just giving you the general overview of the medieval black magician adept and how he called up supernatural spirits, which then would be sent off to give him control over reality, make him rich or powerful or young, or get him the wench he wanted, etc. These things being considered, let there be a circle framed at the place elected, as well for the defense of the invocant as for the confirmation of the spirit. So we've got in this using a circle for the spirit and a circle for the invocant, which of course is the magician who's invoking. That's called an invocant. I, of course, have just simply replaced the circle for the spirit with a triangle, explaining why in the past MP3, which is what all modern day occultists do. I got the triangle of art circle from my first book on black magic, which I got at grammar school when I was 17, written by a British tax collector, brilliant book, which basically is all you need to know to start off in magic. In the circle itself, there are to be written the divine general names and those things which do yield defense unto us, the divine names which do rule the said planets, with the offices of the spirit himself, the names finally of the good spirits which bear rule and are able to bind and constrain that spirit which we intend to call. So that's why you see in medieval grimoires all of these names written around a circle, which of course can be superseded, because if it's a divine name which is supposed to provide protection, oneness, than since the Fibonacci series is the basis for observation, we can simply replace the divine name, which we don't know is right. Because remember, if you're writing down strange names, you don't know what you're writing. You could, in fact, if you ever see the Hollywood movie The Key, we have the white woman who has a black and housekeeper and black servant, who in fact are body snatchers. They are experts at leaving their old bodies and walking into new bodies. And she, of course, thinks she's defending herself from their magic by stealing their book and doing their ritual and writing down the specific sigil and et cetera, et cetera, and putting all the gobbledygook from the book on the floor, when in fact she's actually doing the ritual to allow the transfer of the soul of the body snatcher into herself, and she ends up in the old white woman because she's allowed herself to be tricked into doing the ritual. Because we have these two black servants who then learnt how to soul jump. They then jump into white people and go up through the ages, and they are the entities that eventually take the woman takes her body, and another guy gets, young guy gets his body taken and ends up in an old guy. All of this meaning that if you start doing magic and writing down names and stuff from grimoires which you don't understand, you are liable to be doing things which might, you know, you might have in the occult ritual, I sell my soul to blah blah blah, and in return get nothing apart from damnation, blah blah blah, and the supernatural spirit has to pay the black magician who tricked, who of course is back in medieval times, payment for this service. So you can see you can be tricked. Now, to get around this, of course, you can simply use all of the occult names and stuff if you delouse them, defuse them. Well, think of them like unexploded bombs. They're useful. There's explosive in there, which can be used. It's power. But, of course, you want to get rid of booby traps and simply reduce it to bomb and detonator. Now, we know that the divine names are supposed to be one. That is the basis for them. They're supposed to be repositories of sublime good, one. And, of course, we know any booby trap will be either a five, because evil is pentagram, pentacle, pentagon, or its effect, 13, squared, which is 169. So, of course, if you had a crystal that automatically deloused the name, you could then input and write down the occult ritual from the grimoire, and have the crystal simply converting all of the entity, all of the energy, all of the force into pure one, simply by dumping the Suicide Squad force, the evil with an evil that destroys evil, into it, to turn the 169, the manifestation of evil, into one. And of course, if there's five, which is the basis of evil, which linking up with your one produces six, which is real world effect, you can simply dump into it the Antichrist force of the sixth term of the Fibonacci series minus four to produce one. So a delousing engine which allows you to write down any fucking gobbledygook, and any booby trap is simply turned into one, these divine names, which then coerce the dark energy matter entities. And remember, there are dark energy matter entities that worship Lucifer and call themselves Satanists. Why? Because I met loads of them. So this means that grimoires become safe to use. You can copy the instructions down to the letter if you have the technology to delouse them. And that means the more evil, the more booby traps in the names you're writing down, the more oneness you get to bind the spirit to do what you want. So you can get your cake and eat it. You can write down stuff you don't understand, and you depend upon it being booby-trapped, and with a special psychotronic crystal to delouse it, you can simply then use it. This, of course, is the Suicide Squad service, which is sold on psychicwarfare.com, which is very, very useful. You get a clear quartz crystal that converts all of the god names into oneness, so they're all pure, deloused, and the dark vampire crystal that converts all of the evil names to true evil names, because simply you don't want good in your evil names when you're invoking Lucifer or one of the Goetia. Because, of course, then you can imagine if you're invoking a black magical diabolical entity to go and, say, kill the Duke of Westminster, or to destroy Hillary Clinton, or to make Paul Seymour Hoffman kill himself, or Amy Winehouse, or to crash the German Wings plane, or to kill on demand for to complete a ritual, then of course you don't want any oneness in the name when you're doing your diabolical ritual, because of course if you have that, then we know that you'll get punished, because if you invoke good when you're trying to do evil, you get punished for it. So you can see that is as bad as having evil in your good names. So of course you need the Suicide Squad Dark Crystal to delouse. So that means therefore that if there's any oneness, you add the 168 from the Suicide Squad service to it to make 169 the manifestation of evil. And this therefore means that all of the grimoires become deloused, because you don't need to worry that you don't understand any of the names that you're using, because the names simply are sequestered to do your bidding once you have the Suicide Squad service to make you bomb-proof. And similarly, of course, once you can get rid of the one when you're writing down diabolical names for black magic, that means the more booby traps, the more goodness has been stuck into the ritual to make you suffer for invoking a diabolical spirit to kill people or harm people or curse people. And the original magician who wrote down the ritual made a contract with the entities to benefit from booby-trapping rituals that would be used by people in the future. One can see then that you benefit from the magician, and he of course suffers because his booby trap is turned upon him, and the diabolical entity of course turns on him, which we know of course worked because the person that wrote the grimoire is dead and in hell suffering for it. So you know of course it worked. Now, can you imagine trying to get into a cult? Science without the archmage of the Illuminati there to hold your hand every step of the way, teaching you every little aspect, every little avoidance of booby traps. Impossible. So you can see, of course, why none of the general public have ever challenged the Illuminati, because of course the Illuminati are unbeatable. Only the Illuminati can beat the Illuminati. So we had to wait for a civil war among the Illuminati, where one Illuminati, Tim Riefat, decided to take on all the other Illuminati and beat them, for there to be massive change in the world. Now back to the book, which we will continue to follow in later MP3s, because we are not going to finish it in this MP3, number 13. Divine names which do rule the said planet with the offices of the spirit himself, the names finally of the good spirits which bear rule and are able to bind and constrain that spirit which we intend to call. So you can see that you use sublime good, which in medieval terminology is called divine names, to bind spirits. So supernatural spirits don't like one. Why not? Because when you add one to the supernatural spirit, which is five, you get six, which of course then makes the real world and binds the supernatural spirit in manifesting real world effects. Because remember, the real world comes into being with the sixth term of the Fibonacci series, the two, the two-ness, the transinfinity, explained in psychicwarfare.com. So you can see why divine names are used to bind supernatural spirits, basically turning the five of the supernatural spirit into six to give you real world effects, which is to make you a billionaire or to get you the trophy husband or trophy wife, the Lamborghini, the three yachts, the three jets, the half a billion stolen assets, basically following Sir Philip Green. If we would further fortify our circle, we may add characters and pentacles agreeing to the work. Now, of course, what's a pentacle? A pentacle is a five-sided star which the magician can use to impose his will upon the supernatural spirit. Why? Well, a pentacle's five-sided. The supernatural spirit is five-sided. So the magician uses the pentacle to hijack the five of the supernatural spirit. Rather like a hacker that hacks the system, the pentacle allows you to hack the five which is the basis of the supernatural spirit, and impose your will on the supernatural spirit. Remember, the supernatural spirit is linked to the triangle. It's losing time density to you in the circle. So its own energy is being used to power you to command it. And the longer you command it to obey you, the more of its energy is drained off. So with powerful supernatural spirits, you can literally be there hours, unless you're an exorcist like myself, invoking them, draining their energy to use against them to get them to do your will. As one could see, this is a fabulously interesting science. If you have an expert like myself to explain what's going on. If not, it simply is arcane gobbledygook. So also, and within or without the circle, we may frame an angular figure inscribed with such numbers as are congruent among themselves to our work. This, of course, angular figure can be replaced with the triangle of art. And with supernatural spirits, in grimoires like the Goetia, they all have their sigils, basically a symbol that is linked to them, which one can use in invoking them, and put this sigil in the triangle of art to force them into the triangle of art by putting a part of themselves, the sigil, within the triangle, basically like worm on the hook, which then goes in the fish, and then you can reel them in. That's what the sigil is, the worm on the hook, which is in the supernatural spirit, put there by the first occultist to hook that supernatural spirit and reel it in. And of course, that hook and worm, well, the hook at least, are still in the supernatural spirit. And this hook, from the viewpoint of an occultist, is a sigil, which is those funny symbolic things, patterns, etc., which you've seen on the horror films, and of course are the bread and butter of grimoires. So we'll end there for number 13. Number 14, we can continue on Agrippa's, or the pseudo-Agrippa's, overview of concerning the invocation of evil spirits. Enjoy!